Okay, let's go. Vav on the base. Actually, we're on top of Zayim and Aleph. Just one Hosafa that I rushed through at the end of yesterday. So we quoted, at the end of yesterday, we quoted that Nahardoi held like the Chumrah of Rav and the Chumrah of Shmuel. And we said, how could that be? They held like the Chumrah of Rav in that there was this Mavui Mefulash. There was a Mavui Akam. I mean, it was a Mavui that was shaped like a U that went back to the street. You see the picture in Rashi on Vav Mabez. And Nahardoi, the Gemara says, treated it like Rav and Shmuel and put doors. They treated it like Rav to treat it like a Mavui Mefulash. Because there's a Machlokas, on Vavim and Aleph, whether a Mavui Akum, a bent Mavui, has the din of Mefulash or Sasum. So they were Machbir regarding that, A. B, they were Machbir, when you have a Mavui Mefulash open to Rishas Rabim, how do you fix it? And they were Machbir regarding that, requiring doors to be put on the end of it. Which is not like the Tanakama, who just said you could have a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi and a Korah on the other side. So the Gemara asks, how could they be Machbir like two Chumras? So, well, because we have a Brisa that says you can't just be Machbir. So before we answer that question, the Gemara tried to investigate within the Brisa itself. It seems to be a Stira. Because the first line of the Brisa says, Halach is like Beis Hillel, based on the Bas Kol that Bezashem we're going to learn about on Daf Yud Gimel. The Bas Kol went out to say Halach is like Beis Hillel. And the next line says, if you want to do like Beis Shammai, you can do like Beis Shammai. We said, how do you put those two lines together? So the Gemara has a couple of answers to that question, which we're in the middle of. First answer to that question was, maybe the difference is before and after the Bas Kol. The first line is after the Bas Kol. Halacha k'Beis Hillel, it's probably like Beis Hillel. And then the next line is, if you want to do like Mishama, you can, that's before the Bas Kol. That was answer number one. Answer number two was, maybe it's both after the Bas Kol, and it's a machlokes tanan. It's a machlokes with Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim, whether you should follow the Bas Kol or not. Then we have the discussion in Tosas about, you know, why in one place do we follow the Bas Kol, one place we don't follow the Bas Kol, what's the difference between the Bas Kol by the story of Tanar Shel Achnoi, by the story about the oven, and the Bas Kol went out of Shemayim, there we don't follow the Bas Kol, while by Beis Hillel, Halach Beis Hillel, we do follow. So Tosas gave two answers, and we saw the Arsameach gave an answer, and Rav Chana gave an answer. Those were answers that we had yesterday. But I just mentioned in passing that there was a Tosas in Sanhedrin and a Tosas Yatav in Yavam. That's just what I mentioned where that was. Tosas in Sanhedrin says that a Bas Kol, what is a Bas Kol? So Tosfos says it's a kol shelo yishomen kol ayotzei ben hashamayim. It's not a voice really from heaven. Ela mitoch oso kol yotzei kol acher. There's like a voice, an echo of a voice from Shemayim. Kmo pa'amim sh'adam makeh b'koach v'shomea kol acher ayotzei b'menu l'mirachok. You bang one place and you hear something in another place. Type of echo. But the Tosfos yantav in Yavamis, why is... What does Yavamis have to do with Bas Kol? The end of Yavamis is the whole second half of Yavamis is all about Eidus Isha. Different halachas about if a husband is lost at sea, Mayim Shein Lam Sof, what's the halacha? What kind of Eidus could you rely on that the husband died? So what about if you're a Bas Kol that says, so-and-so died? Do you assume that it's true? Can you trust that Bas Kol? There are lower levels of Eidus that you trust. So there, the Tosas Yatzav in Perek Tezayin of Yavamos discusses a Bas Kol. So first he says, what is a Bas Kol? Shehu shem mush'al mi Bas Kol shizkar harbi pa'amim kol shenishtamshu bo lachar shepaska ha-nevuah. It's a little less. After Nevuah finished, they started using Bas Kols. V'hu kol mechudish l'shaito mehat bore yizbarach lohodiyah sod li reyav. V'oso kol karu Bas Kol. So it's a real heavenly voice. Why is it a Bas Kol? Is it not a Ben Kol? It is Bas Kol because it's a weak type of voice, and whenever you use talk about a weak type of voice, use Lashon Nekeva. Matishim kocho milahitev lachem. Right? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, one of the Pesukim says, right, Tashas kocho kinekeva. So that's why he uses the Lashon Nekeva. So that's why also, maybe it's a Bas Kol, not a Ben Kol, because it's not a strong heavenly voice, but it is a voice at that. Okay, so that's the second answer, though, in the Gemara, how to put the Brisa together. We're on the second line of Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, V'ibayis Ema. Third answer, how do you put together the two lines? The first line of the Brisa is saying, go like Beis Hillel. The second line of the Brisa is saying, if you want to go like Beis Shammai, you can. Especially in light of what we said yesterday, that Beis Shammai specifically is a rejected Shita. Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Says the Gemara, V'ibayis Ema hachi ka'amar. This is another answer. Kol heichad b'shkachas trei tanoi b'shei amorai depligi ahadodi ke'ein machlokes Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. The second line of the Brisa doesn't mean you can follow Beis Shammai if you want. It just means, the first line is Halacha Beis Hillel. The second line is, if you ever have any other machlokes, like the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then follow one of the opinions and just be consistent. But you're right, in a chinami, the Brisa doesn't really mean go like Beis Shammai. You're not allowed to go like Beis Shammai. We go like Beis Hillel. It just means if you have any parallel machlokes, if you have any other machlokes, So then you can follow either one as long as you're consistent. Again, why does the Dafka pick Beis Shammai as an example? That's a question. But either way, that's what the Braisa means in the second line. If you ever have a machlokas hanam and amaram that they're arguing, like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, lo levit ki kuli demar v'chi kuli demar, you can't follow the kulas of both, v'loka chumri demar v'chi chumri demar, or you can't follow the chumras of both, Eloki kuli demar v'chumri avid, you could be consistent of all the kulas and the chumras of one shita, oka kuli demar v'chumri avid, right? Or you can follow the kulas and the chumras of one shita, of the other shita. So that's the third possibility of what the Braisa means. But either way, we're back to our original question. We quoted this Braisa of how could the people of Nahar Zoh follow two chumras? They follow the chumra of Rav and the chumra of Shmuel. The chumra of Rav to treat a mavi akum like a mavi mefulash. The chumra of Shmuel to say that a mavi mefulash that's open to Rosh Hashanah requires doors on one side. So that is the two chumras. How could they follow both? Says the Gemara, Mikol Makom Kasha. We're still back to answering that question. So I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Two answers, the Gemara says. Number one, Kulei Karav Avduha. Really, they fundamentally held like Rav. They held like Rav, that it's a Mavim, you treat it like Mavim and Fulash. And really, it could have been that you could have required a Turis of Pesach on one side and a Lechi on the other side. So why'd they do doors? Da'amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Halacha Ve'ein Morin Kain. Though Rav held fundamentally that you do not require doors, but it's what it's called, halacha v'ein morin kein. It's the halacha, but you don't teach that. You don't paskin that way. Meaning, l'maisa, you're machmir. Even Rav is machmir, l'maisa. Halacha v'ein morin kein. He's not halacha, but for various reasons, he wouldn't paskin that way, l'maisa. And that's why Nahar Doi really followed Rav throughout. Okay. But we have another misora of Rav that Rav said halacha umorin kain. He held that was halacha and he paskin that way. So then we're back to the question. He paskin that all you need is Teresa Pesach and Lechi. So how could it be that they were machmir again like both shitos? So Gemara says, Michael Meimar. So Amar of Shvisi. So Shvisi has an important answer. Kilo avdinan kuchumre debate shrei hechi desasriya hadadi. When do we say that you don't follow two chumras at the same time? That's only if you're based on, if the same svara in a certain context has as a result a kula and a chumra, and in that case, you follow two chumras, meaning, and you're using the two opposite svaras. That wouldn't make sense. But in the case where you're just being machmir, like Rav in this case and Shmuel in that case, but the two machlokes have nothing to do with each other, okay, that's your choice. That's you're allowed to do that. I'm not saying, the Gemara is not saying that that's appropriate, that that's a good thing, but is there a real problem with going like two chumras? Is that ksil b'choshech yehalech? So says the Gemara, no. Ksil b'choshech yehalech, when do you say it's very bad to follow two chumras? That if the chumras are based on two opposite shitas. It's what we call a tartit desastri. What's an example of that, as we'll see right now? Kagon, Shidra v'Golgoles, Ditznan, discussion in Maseches Ahalas. What creates Tumas Ohel? Right, we know that if a dead body is in a room, so that creates Tumas Ohel anywhere under that roof. We had it in the last daf of Maseches Shabbos, we discussed Tumas Ohel. How much of a dead body has to be in the room in order to create Tumas Ohel? An entire dead body, we know that. But what if you don't have that? What if you only have bones? What if you only have, you know, there's no buser left, one of the slime. There's no buser left, so you only have bones. So how many bones have to be there in order to be Nechshav Ameis? The lumdus behind a lot of this Tumas Ohel is, what's Chashuv Aguf? What's Chashuv Ameis? So what if a part of it is missing? That's about Chalokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Mishnah talks about Hashidra v'Hagol Golas. Let's talk about the spine and the skull. The spine and the skull. Those two parts of the body. Shechasru. Part of them were missing. So how much of the spine and the head are allowed to be missing in order to still create Tumas Ohel? Or do you say that, no, it's not a goof anymore, and therefore it doesn't create Tumas Ohel? A bone would create Maga, Tumas Maga and Masa, if you touch it or if you carry it. But Tumas Ohel requires a whole unit of the body. So how much? So says the Gemara, the Kama Chisaron, Bishidra. How much is a chisaron in the shidra, in the spine? Beis Shammai Omer, Shtei Chulios. Beis Shammai says, if two of the vertebrae in the spine are missing, so then that would be a missing. If you're missing two, so then it's not Matami Ba'ol anymore. But if you'd only be missing one, says Beis Shammai, then it's still called a spine, and therefore it would be Matami Ba'ohel. Ubeis Hillel Rechul Yachas. Beis Hillel is more Mako. Because even if only one of the vertebrae of the spine are missing, it's already not called a spine, and it's not Matami Ba'ohel. Okay, so that is Mechalas Beisham between Beisham and Beis Hillel. Beishamai is L'chumra, and Beis Hillel is Lakula. Ubegul Goles, and what about in the skull? Beishamai Omrim Kamali Makdeach. Beishamai says if it's missing a certain amount, that if you would make the hole in the skull, you know, that's all. Makdeach is a type of drilling instrument. So like we had a Mesech Shabbos also, Kudeach Kol Shehu, for the Malacha of Boneh. Ubeisilo Omrim, and what did Beisilo say? Kadeshi Natam Anachai V'yamos. As much as if it would be missing from a live person, the person would die. So, okay, that's a machlokas, how much of the skull happens to be missing. But if Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'chein Le'inyin Trefa. The same halachos apply to determine whether an animal is a trefa. The Perek Elu Trefas in Maseches Chulin lists off all the trefas. What makes an animal a trefa? What's a trefa? A trefa means that even if you shecht an animal properly, if you find any of these defects in the animal, after you shecht it, the animal does not have a heter shechita. You're not allowed to eat it. There's something called nevela. Nevela means if the animal was not shechted properly. Trefa means it was shechted properly, but it had a hole in its lung. Or it had this type of mum. That's a trefa. And we pass you, and there's a question whether a trefa can live or not, chaya, ain't a chaya, but either way, a trefa is not kosher. So says the Gemara, how do you determine whether an animal is a trefa? So says the Gemara, it's the same rules as Tumas Ohel. In other words, if you hold that one vertebrae of the spine is missing for Tumas Ohel, that's already not Tumas Ohel. So then that means, that's what means it's not taking one away and it's already not a spine. So too, by a trefa, if it's missing one, it's already not a trefa. But if you think about it, things go the chips fall in the opposite way. Beis Hillel, who by Tumas Ohel says if you're already missing one, it's not Matalim but Ohel, so there's a kula there. So a Hilchas Trefa would work as a Chumra. Because you're only missing one, it's already a Trefa, you're not allowed to eat it. Beis Shammai, who says by Hilchas Tumas Ohel, you have to be missing two. And if you're not missing two, it's still Matami Ba'oel, so it's a Chumra, but Hilchas Trefa would be a Kula. But Hilchas Trefa, because it's the same Svara, but two is missing, so if you're only missing one, it's still not a Trefa, you still can eat it, according to Beisham Beisila. Says the Gemara, that's an example of if you pass in two Chumras, one for Beisham and one for Beisila, that doesn't make sense. Because it's based on the same Svara. Is it still have a shame spine or not? So if you paskin l'chumra by one and l'kula by the other, it doesn't make sense, because it's based on the same svara. Those are two chumras that you shouldn't do. That's called a tartit sasri. Aval hecha delo sasri ahadah di avdinan. But if you are not doing a tartit sasri, you just hold, it's two machloksin, and you're machmir. You want to be machmir in this case and make it in this case, but they really don't have anything to do with each other that you're allowed to do, and that's what Nahardoi was doing. Because Nahardoi, what they do? They were machmir, like Rav, in terms of how do you treat a mavi akum? Right, the bent, is it a mafulash or not? That's one machlokas. Then you have another machlokas. How do you fix a mavi mafulash that's open to Rishus HaRabim? That's a second machlokas, and that's they could be machmir there too. Each one is separate.
So,
yeah.
So according to this, like what we said yesterday about this and gone, the mafulash and the formers,
according to our Rav Nissim Gon, according to what we said, Rav Nissim Gon's vidui, according to this line of the Gemara, you would say it's only where it's attached to the sasri, A. Or you could say, you know, it's a more general issue that sometimes, you know, chumers that we take upon ourselves, you know, end up having negative effects. Kulas that we do end up having negative effects. Say it's more any kula and chumra that we did. Okay, so that is what the Gemara says. I saw the Sharam son of Balacha has an interesting question. He says, on a daily Friday Shabbos, we're generally machmir, like two chumras tied to the sasri. Because we're machmir shkia, that's when Shabbos starts, even 18 minutes before that, Tosefa Shabbos. Yet, we know that Rabbeinu Tam has a shita that says that there's a later shkia. There are two shkias, we discussed it in Shabbos, towards the beginning. And mostly Shabbos, we're machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. But even if you're older than, we saw 50 minutes, we mentioned that's Rav Moshe's Rabbeinu Tam for New York. It's 50 minutes. So even if you hold 70, some people hold 72 minutes, whatever it is. But many of Klal Yisrael hold like the Gra, they're machmer like the Gra and the Gaonim to have an earlier Shki on Friday night and to have a later Zman HaMotzi Shabbos. So is that a time that they're arguing about the same Svara, when Shkia? So is that tied to the Sasri? So again, one might say that Rabbeinu Tam, there are some that say Rabbeinu Tam never meant it for all halachas. Even Rabbeinu Tam says, the Gemara said that Dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama, right? And there's a proof that it means that the earlier shkia. So maybe Rabbeinu Tam never said it, but let's say he did say it, and he meant that it was a later shkia. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could do malacha till later. So is that a tie to the sasri? Are we just being machmer because there's an issur skila? So by the issur skila, you're allowed to do a tie to the sasri. So he says maybe that maybe we're only doing a Torah suffik, because really don't, we're not sure about zmanim in general, which is not clear. So that's why we are machmer. But Torah suffik you're allowed to. But Torah vadai you can't, because Torah vadai, so that would be a problem of tachlis the sastri. But if you're just doing it, you don't know, you're not sure about some metzias, so then maybe it would be okay. And we find sometimes by a suffik, there's the Gemara and the Tosas at the beginning of Masechta Sota talk about what if you have a case of a suffik tumma that's tied to the sasri. You have to be machmer in both directions. Sometimes we find that you would act in a certain way of a tied to the sasri if you're the suffik. But bavada, that's what the Gemara is talking about. If you know for sure a certain svara and you act based on the svara in opposite directions, a kulan chumra, that would be a problem. Okay, Behecha, we're up to.
In the Sheet by the skull, is that by the mace, that if nothing's missing,
Basilah says if you're missing a part of the skull that a person wouldn't live, then that's a problem.
So
right.
You couldn't extend that to a trefa.
You couldn't extend that to a trefa.
What
goes to the trefa? Because the trefa would have. Well, because the question is, which is the bigger shear?
I say maybe he doesn't extend this.
Well, he at least does it by the shidra. Does it by the golgolas? I'm not sure. I have to look up in. I'm not sure. I have to look up in that Mishnah and look at the Mefarshim there. Okay. So we're in the middle. Yeah. In the case of Mavi Akum. So in order to Mavi Akum, so we say that the Lechumra, Rav says you have to treat it like a Mefulash, and in order to fix it, you have to put a Dlossos on one side, and a Lechi Rekor on the other side. Meaning a Surah Sabezach will not be good enough. There was a three-way Machlokas between the Tanakama, Beishame, Beisila, within Chananya, and we pass in Lechumra, at least in Ardoi pass in Lechumra, but we pass in Hilchos like a Tanakama. We pass like the Tanakhama. No, though, all you need is a Suras HaPesach and a Lechi. So you put the Suras HaPesach on that bend, and then you have the Lechi on the front. Says the Gemara, V'heicha d'tasri adadi lo avdinan. So what do you mean? If you have a Tadisasri, you don't do it, you don't act that way. Masa Mesharshi, but we have a story in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Maisa Rabbi Akiva, Shali get Esrog Be'echad B'Shvat. Rabbi Akiva cut down his Esrog tree on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So we know the Machlokas in the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. When is the Rosh Hashanah for trees? Beis Shammai says Rosh Hashanah for trees is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Beis Hillel paskins Tu B'Shvat, right? 15th day of Shvat. So he cut down his tree. So he cut down his Esrog tree on the first day of Shvat. So what year did he cut that down in? That's going to be a machlokas. According to Beis Shammai, this is the new year already, but it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, it's the previous year. So which year does this Esrog tree fall in regarding Hilchos Trumas and Maaseres? Some years, you have different, and we know in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of Shemitah, there's Maaser Rishon going to Levi, Maaser Sheni you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. In the third and the sixth year, it's Maaser Ani, you have to give it to the poor people. So let's say this is the end of the second, the beginning of the third year. So who do you hold like? Right? According to Beis Shammai, it's last year. According to Beis Shammai, it's the new year. According to Beis Shammai, it's last year. So it says the Gemara, V'nov bo Beis Yisurin, and Rabbi Kiva took off two misers. Echad kedivir Beis Shammai, v'echad kedivir Beis Hillel. Kasha. He took off two misers. Isn't that a type of the Sasri? Based on the same Svara, when Rosh Chodesh is, he took off two misers. What do you mean, two misers? So Rashi says, he took off Miser Sheni, and he took off Miser Ani. The question, some of Farshim asked, the Meiri asks, but once you take off one miser, are you taking a tenth of what's left, so then it's too small? The fractions don't work out. You have to work it out exactly how you get how do you get two misers. But that's why other Mepharshim say maybe it doesn't mean he took off two. The Ritva says he brought his miser Sheni to Yerushalayim and gave it to a poor person. So he was Yosei both, but he was Machmir to be Yosei the two misers. So how can you do this? Is it an attire to the Sasri? So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Kiva Gamri is topic like. No, Rabbi Kiva had a suffix, which Shita Beis Hillel said. V'lo yadei Beis Hillel b'chad b'shvat amar, ibechamesha b'shvat amar. No, he was just unsure what Beis Hillel meant. So we're not tied to Sasri, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. He wasn't sure, that's why he had to be Machmir. There's a question that some of the Akronim asked that we're talking here about Esrogim. There are many Shitas, there's major Machlokas in the Rishonim, I think we mentioned it once before. Chumas and Maisos Midaraisa, what does it apply by? Chumas and Maisos Midaraisa. So Rashi and Tosfos all over say it applies by Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Applies by wheat and oil and grapes. But by everything else is Durabanan. The Rambam says maybe it applies by Peiros, but Yerakos are Durabanan. There are different Shitas. But the question is, at least according to some, at least according to Rashi and Tosfos, Esrogim are Durabanan. So what about Suffolk Durabanan Lakula? If he has a suffix, so just choose one. Suffolk Durabanan Lakula. What does he have to be Machmer for? Is he Machmer about two, Suffolk Durabanan Lakula. Why is it so, So maybe who to hold like is not a suffix. I don't know, maybe you're not sure. No, you know who to pass like Beis Hillel. You're not sure what Beis Hillel said. So that's why don't you say something to Rabban al-Kula? So choose one.
But he created the suffix
Here, he created the suffix. He put himself into the suffix. It's his fault because he did it on Rosh Chodesh. Should have waited 2 weeks or done it yesterday. Okay. There's an interesting. I saw so an answer quoted based on a shita of the Yireyim and the Smag. There's an amazing sheet of the Yireyim and the Smag. It's quoted at the beginning of the Mishnah of Malach and Ilchus Maaser Sheni, that they hold that no matter what you say about Trumas and Maaseres, Maaser Sheni is Doraisa by everything. Based on a Medrash. It's an amazing sheet. Why should that be? Everybody asks, why should Maaser Sheni be different? So this is, but that's what their sheet is, the Yireyim and the Smag. Quote, that Maaser Sheni is Doraisa by everything. So says some Achronim, so maybe that's the point here. Here, there's a suffix. Part of the suffix is a Durabanan, because it's Maaser Smaaser Ani, and part of it is a Doraisa, because the Maaser Sheni part of it is Doraisa. So there are some. What if you have a suffix by a Darabanan and a Daraisa together? You have to be machmir because at least half of the suffix is Daraisa. So maybe that's why you had to be machmir, because at least part of the suffix, according to those shitos, even though they're shitos yichidos, maybe that's it's a smach to that shita. Yeah. Maaser ani is a dini mamonis issue. It's mamonis, but it's gezel. Okay, do you say masu mechaber l'varaya? Is it stam masu mechaber l'varaya? But your feel might not be besukan without it. So maybe you should take it, be machfresh it, and then eat. Okay, maybe like to mine. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Yasser of Yosef Kamei Dirafun of Yosef Ka'amar. Amar of Yudam Arabach Logos Besrati Mikan, Besrati Mikan, Plati Mikan, Plati Mikan. This whole discussion that we're having by a Mavi Mefulash is only when streets, Plati and Esrati are streets, are public places. This whole discussion is only when you have streets on the opposite sides of the Mavi. Aval Srati Mikan, Obika Mikan, Obika Mikan, Obika Mikan. But if you have a street on one side, but on the other side of the Mavi you have a Carmelis, some type of field, some type of Durabanan field, so then for sure you wouldn't have to put doors, and all you would have to do is Osa Tzuras HaPesach Mikan V'Lechi V'Kara Mikan. All you would need is Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi on the other side. Exactly what the Tana Kama, even held by the streets, everybody would agree if you have a Carmelis on one side. Says the Gemara, this Brisa just had, this Rav Yudah Marav just had two cases. That if you have a street on one side and a Carmelis on the other side, or even if you have two Carmelises. So Gemara says, is it a Kal V'Chomer? Hashta Srati Mikan Ubika Mikan Osa Tzuras HaPesach Mikan V'Lechi V'Kara Mikan. If you just said if you have a street only on one side and a Carmelis on the other side, Tzuras HaPesach would suffice. Bika Mikan Ubika Mikan Miboy. So surely if you have no streets, so what's the Chiddush? The Gemara says, you're right. Hachi Kamer, this is what I meant to say. Srati Mikan Ubika Mikan. Srati Mikan Ubika Mikan, if you have a Sratia, if you have a street on one side and a Carmelis, a field on the other side, Nase Kibika Mikan Ubika Mikan. So you treat it as if it has two Carmelios on opposite sides, and you would be able to get away with a Tzuras HaPesach. Fine. Period. So now we're starting a new piece. We have to halt cup for this next amud. Umasayim ba mishmeidu Rav Yehuda. So we just had by the two dots that Rav Yosef, remember the names, Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he said the statement in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. He quoted his Rav Yehuda the name of Rav. So then, the next Rav Yosef continued and said something in the name of Rav Yehuda plain. But he didn't quote from where did Rav Yehuda get the statement. And we know he must have gotten it from either Rav or Shmuel. But Rav Yosef didn't quote who it came from. He just said the name of Rav Yehuda said. What did Rav Yehuda say the following? Okay, and take out your picture book that we're going to need it in a minute. Umasayim b'mashayim Rav Yehuda. Im haya mavui kalol rechava ein sarach klum. Let's say you have a mavui that goes from a street on one side. Look at picture number 41. It goes from a street on one side, and on the other side is what's called a rechava. A rechava we'll call as a unused backyard. Because if you look at it, I didn't focus on this until I didn't realize this until a couple lines later. In 41, the rechava in the back is an unused place. People don't live there. People don't even walk there. Because if you notice, there are no doors from the houses to there. The backs of the houses are to there. The front of the houses is the other side. For example, look at the next picture, 42, where you have a chatzer. The same exact picture. But if you notice, the doors and the windows are facing the back. So if you notice, because a chatzer people use, that's going to be an issue in a minute. So by a rechava is even more private than a chatzer. Rechava is just a lot that people don't use. So says the Gemara here, in the name of Rav Yehuda, if you have a mavui that goes, like in 41, goes from the street on one side to the rechava, to this unused lot on the other side, ein tzarech klum. You don't need anything. You don't need anything where? You don't need anything. The mavui, you're mutter to carry in the mavui. You don't need anything. You need a lechi on the side of the mavui that touches the street. But you don't need anything on the mavui that is on the other side that's closer to the rechava. What would be the potential problem? So let's learn this yisod. There are two potential problems that could exist in this case. And Rav Yehuda is saying neither of them exist. Potential problem number one is you might call this a mavui mefulash. You might call this the street on the other side of the rechava might make this problematic. Right? Forget the rechava. Look outside. You're going straight to the street. So that's one potential problem. You might call this mavui, even though it goes to the Rechava, you might call this mavui mafulash. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, the other street on the other side is not a problem. You could carry in this mavui without anything on the side of the mavui that connects to the Rechava. Number one. Number two, there's another halacha, which we never learned before, and it's as follows. When you have two reshuyos next to each other, and one reshus is totally open on one side, there are no walls going to the next reshus. Like here, stand in the mavui and look to the rechava. It's totally open in front of you. There are no walls jutting out. It's totally open. There's another halacha that's called pirtza nifritza b'miluo l'chatzar acheretz. If something is totally opened to another reshus, the halacha is that if there's this, it's possible, in some cases, which we'll learn when, that the fact that this is people walk from one reshus to another reshus would aser that reshus that you're looking from, because there are no, you don't see any walls there. So nifritza b'miluo l'aser la, it could be you require the people of those two reshuyos to make an eruv amongst each other, to make themselves, to be considered one big happy family. That's another potential problem. Nifritza b'miluo l'reshus acheres. Something is totally broken, open to another reshus. So here, the potential problem is, maybe the people of the rechava will aser the carrying in the mavui until the people of the rechava and the people of the mavui make an eruv with each other. Right? Why? Because the mavui is totally open to the rechava. Look at it from the other way for a second. Stand in the rechava and look in the mavui. That's not a problem of nifrit sabi milo la asrla. Why? Because if you're standing in the rechava, there are walls in front of you. There are walls in front of you. The mavui is not totally open to the... There are walls on every side of you if you stand in the rechava, in the lot. It's only the problem in the mavui. That's what's called nifritza b'milo l'makom l'rishus acheres. So keep that difference in mind because it's going to come up a number of times. That's why there's a difference between if you're standing in the mavui or you're standing in the rechava. In the rechava, you're not going to get asered because the mavui's not going to aser me because I have walls on all four sides of me. But in the mavui, I don't have any side. It's totally open to that rechava. So again, the Mishnah says that this mavui is totally mutter. You don't need any tikkun on the side going to the rechava in the street. Why? Number one, the street doesn't aser. That's number one chiddush. Number two is the people of the rechava don't aser. Why? Because there are no people in the rechava. Right? That's the whole point here. There are no diurin there. You know, if somebody walks there, but that's not considered. It's not a place where people walk. That's what you see. It's a backyard. There are no doors that open there. A rechava is even less than what we'll see in the chatzar. That is the shita of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, if you have a mavui that's open to a rechava, so then, mutter, you don't need anything. So this was said in the name of Rav Yehuda by Rav Yosef. Yeah?
Isn't it almost like that? I mean, just take a look at the picture. The chatzar is almost like a continuation of the mavui.
Well, we didn't get to chatzar yet. We're going to talk about the following case. Now we're talking about the rechava. We're talking about the chatzar in a couple minutes.
So a rechava is considered what?
A rechava is just a yachid. It's a private property, private domain. It continues the Gemara, second to last line. Okay, so keep that in mind. These two issues that the Gemara, if you say mutter, so you're saying both of these are not a problem. The outside street doesn't make it a problem, and the inside rechava doesn't make the mavui a problem. Amalei Abaye or Rav Yosef. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, who just said this in the name of Rav Yehuda, Abaye is wondering, who must have told this to Rav Yehuda? Was it Rav or was it Shmuel? So Hadar of Yehuda de Shmuel, it must be Shmuel. Why? The E de Rav, Kasha de Rav Adarav, Bitarti. Because if it was Rav who said this line that the Mavui to the Rechava is totally mutter, then I would have a Kasha, because this is another statement of Rav. And if you think about it, if that was Rav and this is Rav, there'll be a double contradiction on two levels. To Amar of Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Rav, because we have the fair statement of Rav as follows. Mavui shenifratz bimiluo l'chatzer v'nifratz l'chatzer kenegdo. What if you have something like picture number 42? The same exact case, but the mavui is open to a chatzer. Not to a rechava, but to a chatzer where there are people that go into it. So says Rav, chatzer muteres umavui aser. The chatzer is muter, and the mavui is aser. Why? V'amai, we'll get to it, to explain that in a minute. Amai, levi kamavui shakala l'rachba. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? Why is this aser and that muter? So that's why it's a seer in Rav. But what's the double seer? So let's focus on the second statement for a while. Why is it muter for the chatzer? Why does a chatzer, like in source in 42 in the picture, the chatzer goes straight out to Rosh Hashanah? Why don't you need anything in the chatzer? So number one, a chatzer is not going to be confused with Rosh Hashanah. There's no tik, you don't need a lechi or a tikora by a chatzer by a yard. The only issue is you can't have a pirtza in a chatzer. You can't have a break, but that doorway is 10 amos or less. So there's no problem in the chatzer. What about going to the mavui? Why doesn't the mavui make it a problem to carry in the chatzer? Why? because you have walls on that side. If you look, stand on the chatzer, and you look to the mavui, there are walls sticking out. So the chatzer, the street doesn't cause problems for the chatzer, and the mavui doesn't cause problems for the chatzer. Fine, wonderful. So now we'll stand on the mavui. The mavui, so what's the mavui now, says Rav, the mavui is usher to carry in because of something. Usher. It doesn't explain why. At this point, the Gemara assumes that the reason why, because there's one word that Rav added here. It says, v'nifrasa chatzer kinegdo. That means directly opposite the mavui is a street on the other side. That's the word kinegdo. From that word, look at Rashi here, we assume that the reason that Rav says there's a problem in the mavui here is because of the street on the other side. Not because the b'nei chatzer are causing problems. Like we said, there are two potential problems that could happen why you can't carry in this mavui. Either because the b'nei chatzer, if it's totally open to another rishus, you need to make an eruv amongst them. So the Gemara is assuming that's not what the problem is here, because it says that word kinegdo. So we think that the problem here is because Rav considers this a mefulash, because of the street on the other side that you see on the other side of the chatzer. So says the Gemara, says Abaya, it must be that original statement was not Rav. Because if that was Rav and this is Rav, you have this double stira. What's the double stira? The first statement by the Mavi going into the Rechava. So what did Rav say? What did that statement say? Mutter. So what did Mutter? There were two assumptions there. Number one assumption was that it's not called Mefulash, right? Exactly. This other street on the other side doesn't asser it. Here Rav just said it does asser it. That's stira number one. What's stira number two? Stira number two is, now this is what the Gemara is fine-tuning right now, that originally it said, why did that first statement of Rav Yehuda only talk about a rechava? Why didn't it talk about a chatzer? It must be only a b'nei rechava wouldn't cause problems for the mavui, but the b'nei chatzer would cause problems for the mavui. So that's the diuk, that's the assumption of statement one, that the b'nei chatzer would cause problems for the mavui. And here we're saying the only problem is the street. And here we're saying the b'nei chatzer wouldn't cause problems for the b'nei mavui. Only the street would cause problems. So that's why it's a double stira. So Abaya says that first statement can't be Rav. Okay, that's the tricky part of the whole Gemara. If you got that, Kasha, again, there are two potential problems. So now we're assuming the two potential problems, there's a stira between the statements, both regarding whether you treat it as mefulish, whether you treat it as a street. Number two, whether you say the b'nei chatzer would answer the b'nei mavui.
This is only about whether you're allowed to carry the mavui, not whether you're allowed to carry the chatzer or the chatzer.
This is only if you carry the mavui. In the chatzer, we say chatzer mutaris. Chatzer is mutter to carry in. And the rechava, chava for sure mutter. For sure mutter.
No, you have to make that assumption.
Right, you have to make the assumption statement from the Rechava or Medayik that a Chatzer would be Usser. Yeah.
Are there any halacha differences between Rechava and
Chatzer? Well, whether potentially you would have to make this Erev between the parties, because a Rechava is considered nobody lives there. Nobody even goes there. So there's no Havamina that their being there would Usser, would cause you to have to make an Erev amongst them. But a Chatzer, they would.
Oh, so that might be the difference. I'm saying, but now we're saying
that there are opposite diukin, there are opposite implications from each statement. The first statement is mashma, only rechava is mutter, but a chatzer would be asur. And here we're being mashma that only the street is a problem, but the chatzer wouldn't be a problem. So that's the second contradiction between the two.
How come in every other previous mission, they said that either the mavui needs a tulas of pesach or
Lechi or Kor.
And how come here you just say it's Usser instead of saying it needs a Tzuras HaPesach?
So why in other cases does it tell you what to do, Lechi or Kor, and here it just says Usser? This is a statement of Rav, this is not the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said, why does it say Yemait? Either way, Usser, we would know that whether you have to do something. Okay, so says Abaya, so it must be that first statement wasn't Rav. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef, who said this statement in the name of Rav Yehuda, but didn't know the name Rav Yehuda was quoting either Rav or Shmuel, he says, Analo Yadana, I don't know who said the statement. I hear you, Taina. It sounds good. I'll just tell you what I know. Uvda havi b'dura d'ru'usa. The story went, dura d'ru'usa, that means the neighborhood of the Rusa, of the shepherds. Mavi shekola l'rechava, havi. There was this mavi that ended in the rechava. V'asla kamed Rav Yehuda. And they came to Rav Yehuda. V'lo as rechav lomidi. It didn't require anything. V'lo as rechav lomidi. That's all I know. I don't know who I heard it from. So, v'i kasha mishpeh d'rav. So if you're telling me it's a problem to say it in the name of Rav, okay! Don't jump on me! So say it's Shmuel. Tevi mishpeh d'shmuel. V'lo kasha midi. No problems. This is Rav, this is Shmuel. But Hashtab, it says Rav Yosef, there is though a way out to say even this is Rav. Hashtab, Darmalei Rav Sheshes, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Darmalei Rav Yosef Bar Abba, Azver Chalacha. Once I heard of the following distinction, Kanshi Irvu, Kanshi Lo Irvu, that it's possible that the distinctions are whether the Bnei Chatzer would make an Erev with the Bnei Mavu. What does an Erev mean? It means that they get together, they put food in one place, and they consider themselves one big happy family for Hilchas Shabbos. So they, once they're Ma'ariv, so once I heard that that's a Chiluk, that once you make an Erev amongst each other, so then it, that could better things. So Bnei Chatzer, Bnei Mavu, Kan. So Drava Drav Nami Lokasha, Kanshi Irvu, Bnei Chatzer, Bnei Mavu, Kanshi Lo Irvu. So it says Rav Yosef, so it's possible maybe that's the Chiluk, there's no Stira. Maybe they're both Rav. Rav holds that if the Bnei Chatzer make a Erev with the Bnei Mavu, then they wouldn't Aser. But if they wouldn't make an Erev, then they would Aser. So maybe there's no problem with saying both of the statements are Rav. You still have the problem of Mavli Mefulash. Right, so how do you answer that? So if you, the Gemara is going to talk about it a little bit more now. Oh, I'm sorry. The Gemara chain, that's why I thought of that question last night, and then the Gemara, the question was, that helps the Stira of Rav about the Bnei Chatzer Asering. What about the issue of, the first one was Mashma that Mavli Mefulash is not a problem, and the second one is Mashma that is a problem. So if you look on the third line of Rashi, Rashi says the Havamina now is being changed. That we assume that in the second case, the reason why it's Asur in the Bnei Mavli is not because of the street, Mefulash, but only because of the Bnei Chatzer, were in Ma'ariv with the Bnei Mavli. So again, the second wide line of Rashi, the Hada Asar Le Rav, Lav Bishum of Foolish Ka Asar Le Kedukmina Le Kaman, but Zesh Lo Kanag Zeh, because as we're going to see about the Shem on tomorrow's Daf, which we're not going to do tonight, the street is, we're going to be Mokim as the street not being exactly opposite. It's going to be a little to the side. As you see, you'll see in picture 44, you see the street is not exactly opposite the Mavli. That's what we're going to be looking at tomorrow, so that's going to be part of why, so the Havamina is changing. So the street, Mavli Mefulash, does not consider Mavli Mefulash. Let's just do a couple more lines. Says the Gemara, Chasman Aleph, Ulamai the Salaka Daitin Meikara, Bench Irvu, Bench Lo Irvu, Pligi, Be Irvu, My Pligi, Bench Lo Irvu, My Pligi. Okay, fine, so you answered it. You can answer it up, but there's a difference between whether you make an Irv or not. But, what about the Havamina? In the Havamina, we said there was no chilukim between whether you made an Erev or not. So what was the machlokas then? In a case where they both made an Erev, meaning that wasn't the issue. So in a case where both they made an Erev and they didn't make an Erev, there was still a separate machlokas between these two statements, maybe between Rav and Shmuel. So what was that machlokas about? So says the Gemara, Bishalo Irvu, if the Bnei Chatzer did not make an Erev with the Bnei Mavui, so then what was the machlokas about, where one would say it's mutter to carry in the Mavui and one wouldn't? Pligi Benira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. The machlokas would be in a case where, let's say, like I mentioned before, let's say you're standing in the Mavui and you're looking out to the Rechav or the Chatzer. So from your vantage point, you don't see any walls there. Right, because you're in the Mavli, you don't see any walls. But let's say you're standing in the Chatzer looking to the Mavli, then you see walls on that side. So the question is, can those walls count for the Mavli, even though you can't see them when you're standing in the Mavli? Can you enclose a space with walls that you can't see those walls when you're standing in that space? That's what it means. Benira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. You can see them from the outside, but they're shava mi bifnim. But from the inside, they're shava. You don't see them when you're standing in the Mavli. Do those walls count for the Mavli? So the shita that says that they do count, so then that's why you don't need a tikkun on that side. The shita that says that they don't count, that's why you would need a tikkun on that side. That's where the machlokas, and therefore it would aser, the Bnei Chatzer would aser on the Bnei Mavli. Bishir Irvu, what about Bishir Irvu? If they did warmis arev with the Bnei Mavui, then what was the machlokas in the Havamina? Kamifla gibi the Rav Yosef. The machlokas is about the statement of Rav Yosef. The Amr of Yosef, Lo shanu ela shekala la emsa rechava, avakala letzidi rechava aser. The machlokas is only when all the cases that we've had so far, like in picture 41 and picture 42, the Mavui empties into the middle of the rechava and then goes straight out. So then that's one level. But says the Gemara, says Rav Yosef, what's a more chamur case is if you look in the next picture, in source picture 43, where the Mavui empties into the side of the Rechava. So if you kind of look at it, if you stand in the Mavui, it looks like the left wall, let's say you're walking down the Mavui, the left wall is flush up against the houses in the Rechava, and it kind of looks like there's one long wall going out to the street. So that's a more chomer type of case. When do you say there's a possibility of heter? That's la'emsa rechava. That's in the, if it goes into, empties into the middle of the rechava. But if it's on the sidi rechava, if it's on the side, and therefore it looks like it's sharing a wall with the rechava, so then usser, Rabbi Yossi said in that case, usser, even the man that says you wouldn't need a tikkun otherwise, would require a tikkun here.
Why?
So,
what changes?
What changes here is that it shares, the mavui shares a wall with the what's in the rechava. And therefore, again, this is all on a drabbanan level. Are we going to get confused? Are we going to get mixed up? Maybe consider this a mafulash? Here, it's more of an issue to treat it as a mafulash, open to the street than in the other case. Because here it directly goes out, shears a wall, all the way going out to the street. There is a machlokas here between Rashi and the Ri, which line of Rav Yosef is the machlokas about? Is the machlokas about even on the side, or still that's on the same mutter? Or the machlokas is, that's how the Ri understands it, and Rashi says, no, it's to go on in the first line. Even be'emsa, there are those that say it would be a problem and you require a tikkun. So these are some explanations of what the machlokas was, if you wouldn't say the chiluk is whether they made an erev or not. What the Gemara is going to do now is to have other limitations to this case in general. Yeah, Josh.
In the rechava, is there any parameter for how large the rechava could be? Like, do you have to be able to see where the street ends?
Is there any limitation to how big the rechava is? What I mean, if you don't see the street,
yeah,
if it's so long,
yeah, maybe it's to a few miles away. You don't see.
Okay, so then maybe that might have effects. Whether it's whether you consider it foolish or not, if you can't see it, but that's only if the issue was one of hecker. If the issue is one of, let's say, mechitzos, so then you might say that halachically this is called mefulash if it's straight out. Especially if it's, let's say, on the side, so then it's more. If you could share a wall, so then that's more of a reason to cause problems. Okay, so we'll stop here. Again, today was the Yesod of Amud Beis that we just said was make sure we got it clear that there were two potential problems. We learned a new halacha today, that if a rishus is totally open on one side to another rishus, and there are no walls separating it, then potentially there's something called nifritza b'milua rishus acheres, and those b'nei rishus could potentially aser on the rishus that you're standing in, unless you make an error. That was a new halacha that we learned today. And Rav Hashem, we will continue. Okay, tonight Menachem is doing Daf Ches after Kol Nidre, after davening tonight. Okay, I go and Gemar Chesim Tovah to everybody. And we're back Motzai, the day after Yom Kippur, Friday morning, we're back, 6:10. I don't know what I'm going to take care of that, though.